إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، ما بعد. فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة للمذاكرة في كتاب رياض الصالحين، فعلى بركة الله نكمل.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by stating part of the khutbah to Hajj, which is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek the refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves, and the evil recompense of our bad actions. I bear witness that whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah causes to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jalla for allowing us to come together in these blessed gatherings, the continuation of studying this book, Riyad al-Salihin. And the Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala stated that we will begin with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باب فضل الجوع وخشونة العيش والاقتصار على القليل من المأكول والمشروب والملبوس وغيرها من حظوظ النفس وترك الشهوات. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن عبيد الله ابن محسن الأنصاري الخطمي رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث حسن.
وهو كما قال هو حديث حسن، وأيضا صححه الشيخ ناصر الدين الألباني في الأدب المفرد من حديث عبيد الله بن محسن الأنصاري رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصبح آمن في سربه معافى في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. هذا الحديث قليل المبنى عظيم المعنى.
الشيخ رضي الله تعالى he stated that this hadith is as the author has mentioned that it is an authentic hadith. He mentioned that it was Hassan. The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى stated that this hadith was authenticated by Shaykh Nasir al-Albani, Nasir bin al-Albani رحمه الله تعالى, in his book, in the book that he authenticated authenticated the hadith therein, Adab al-Mufrad. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the wording in this hadith, although it is minimal, the words are minimal, it is a small hadith in terms of its words, it is great in terms of the meaning that is therein.
من أصبح آمن في سربه.
The first sentence in this hadith, the individual who wakes up or starts the morning and he is safe with regards to his life or his self.
السر.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is explaining this word, this last word in the first sentence, السر.
هو ما يملكه الإنسان زرع أو ضرع أو منقول أو ثابت هي ممتلكات الإنسان.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it is what the individual owns, whether it be a farm, whether it be his house, his possessions, these things that he owns. This individual wakes up or starts the morning or starts the day safe with regards to these things.
هذا الحديث دار على ثلاث مسائل.
The Shaykh حميد الله تعالى stated that this hadith it revolves around three core issues or three issues.
إذا تحققت
that if these issues that are there in, if they are realized,
لم يفتك من مطامع الدنيا شيء.
Then those things that are sought from the dunya, nothing from these things that are sought from the dunya has passed you by.
بمعنى آخر.
Or in other words,
تحقق لك ما يسعى له الملوك.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what the kings seek, it has been actualized for you.
والأمراء.
And likewise, what the emirs or the rulers think, want and seek.
والدول.
And also what countries as well, what they seek.
والحكومات والشعوب.
And also different governments and the different populations that they represent, all of them seek these things that are mentioned in this hadith.
آمن في سلبه هذا الأمن.
The first part, the individual, he begins the day and he is secure, he has safety. This is related to the Arabic word here in this first sentence, آمن.
هذا بما يسمى في العبارات العصرية الأمن الوطني.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this in modern terms is what is called an آمن الوطني or what can be translated as domestic security.
الأمن العام للبلد.
National security for the entire populace, the entire locality or the entire country.
الحالة العامة أمن.
The general situation of this locality is that there is general safety and security.
يخرج وهو لا يخاف على أولاده ولا على ماله ولا على ممتلكاته.
The individual, he leaves his house and he is not afraid of anything that may happen to his personal self, his belongings or his possessions, or his children, or anything that he owns or is under his care.
هذا الحديث.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this hadith,
قليل المبنى.
It is, يعني, in terms of its words, it is minimal. It's not terribly worded.
عظيم المعنى.
But the meaning therein is great. Itself, it has a very great meaning.
احتوى على معاني عصرية ضخمة تسعى لتحقيقها الدول.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that what is therein in this hadith, it is what, يعني, today the country is trying to seek or actualize for themselves and for their respective populations.
جمعها الله رسوله وقد أوتي جوامع الكلم في ثلاث جمل.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his words called جوامع الكلم, meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak with minimal words, yet those words carry such great meaning and encompass such a great meaning. This was something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with.
جمعها الله رسوله في ثلاث جمل.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say this with such great meaning in only three sentences.
قلنا آمن في سربه هذا الأمن العام الحالة العامة آمنة.
The first sentence, the fact that the individual, if he wakes up and begins his day and he is safe with regards to his possessions, and the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى reiterated that this is the general concept of safety, or what we said, domestic safety or general national security and safety.
معافى في جسده.
And the second sentence, مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ, the individual is healthy with regards to his physical body.
هذا بما يسمى بالأمن الصحي.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, this is what is can be translated in the modern day terms as يعني, health security, يعني, health security. Security with regards to one's health.
عنده قوت يوم.
And the third sentence, he has his provisions for the day.
وهذا ما يسمى بالأمن الغذائي.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated this is what nutritional safety.
عبرت عنها بهذه العبارات لأنها عبارات عصرية مستعملة في علم السياسة والاجتماع.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى he gave these modern day words because they are words that are commonly used with regards to the sciences related to politics, political science and also social sciences.
جمعها الله رسوله في ثلاث جمل.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to expound or able to express these things in only three sentences. Such a great meaning that covered these three concepts that the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to express that in only three sentences.
هذه الثلاث.
And these three issues mentioned in this hadith.
تدرس في الجامعات.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these issues they are studied in universities.
كمواد.
As respective subjects.
كيف يسعى لتحقيقها.
How individuals or how governments are go about actualizing these three things mentioned in this hadith.
لو علقنا على هذا الحديث.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah.
وفي مجالس كثيرة لا نوفي حقه.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if he was to expound on this hadith, explain this hadith, and provide commentary upon this hadith in more than one sitting, we still would not have given this hadith its due respect or what it is due.
وسبقا ألقينا فيه دروس ومحاضرات فارجعوا لها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that he gave previous explanations of this hadith and different lectures related to the concepts in this hadith, and you all can refer back to those previous lectures and the lessons.
من أصبح آمن في سربه كيف يتحقق الأمن؟
The first one, the individual who wakes up or starts his day and he is safe, or he has safety with regards to his possessions. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that, how does the individual actualize or achieve this safety with regards to his possessions?
أعظم سبب تحقيق التوحيد.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the greatest reason for actualizing this safety and security is Tawheed. This is the greatest reason which helps actualize this personal security and safety.
إن أرادوا الأمن.
If people want safety and security,
والاطمئنان.
And they want this tranquility in their respective localities,
ورغد العيش.
And they want to have a nice lifestyle which allows them to experience certain comforts.
كما قال الله عز وجل فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala has mentioned the statement of Allah, let them worship only the Lord of this house and the one who fed them from their hunger and granted them security and safety.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is reminding us of another verse whereby Allah states, those who believe and they did not taint their tawheed with anything from shirk or associating partners with Allah, أولئك لهم الأمن, these are the people who are deserving of this أمن, this security, وأولئك هم المهتدون, and they are the ones who are guided.
ما معنى هذا؟
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated, what does this mean?
الذين آمنوا أي وحدوا الله.
الذين آمنوا, those who believe, يعني those people who actualize توحيد.
ولم يلبسوا أي لم يخلطوا.
And they did not mix or taint.
إيمانهم أي توحيدهم.
Their توحيد, they did not taint their توحيد.
بظلم أي بشرك.
With oppression, and this oppression that is written here, it is shirk or associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal.
الذين وحدوا ولم يخلطوا توحيدهم بشرك أولئك لهم الأمن.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that again, they are those who believe, those who did not taint, they are those who actualize tawheed, they did not taint this tawheed with anything, any manifestation of shirk, they are the ones who are granted the security.
هذا معناه.
And the Shaykh
Hafidhullah الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم معناها الذين وحدوا الله ولم يخلطوا توحيدهم بشرك ماذا لهم؟ أولئك لهم الأمن أمن تام في الدنيا والبرزخ ويوم القيامة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the meaning of this verse is that those people who actualize tawheed and they did not taint this tawheed with any of the manifestations of shirk, these people they will be granted security. The security in the dunya, the worldly life, security in the barzakh when the person is in the grave, and security in the afterlife.
وهم مهتدون.
And وهم مهتدون, these are the people who are guided.
يتولى الله أمنهم وهدايتهم فمن يضلهم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised these individuals that He will grant them safety and grant them guidance. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala asked the question, who is there to misguide them after Allah has promised to grant them security and grant them guidance?
من يهده الله فلا مضل.
Because as Allah has mentioned, the one whom Allah has guided, من كان مسقعد.
هذا وعد الله.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is reminding us that this is the promise from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. This is what Allah has promised these individuals.
والله لا يخلفهم يعني.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى does not break His promise.
وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. هذا هو الشرط لهذا الوعد.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he mentioned another verse from Allah سبحانه وتعالى that Allah has promised.
وعد الله الذين آمنوا.
Allah has promised those who believe and they have done righteous good deeds.
يستخلفنهم في الأرض.
Allah will يعني grant them يعني firmness upon the earth.
يمكن لهم. كما استخلف الذين من قبل.
Like he has granted, like he granted those before them, يعني this affirmation upon the earth.
ويبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم.
And Allah will grant them after their fear, security.
هذه وعود.
And these are all promises. These affirmations. These are all promises for Allah Azza wa Jal for those people who actualize this last part of the verse.
Bishal.
This condition that the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is going to mention from this verse.
يعبدونني.
That day with the condition that they worship Allah Subhanahu wa Taala only and that they do not associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal.
فإن حقق الشروط فحق المنكر.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that if they fulfill this condition, then these promises that Allah made in the beginning of this verse will all be actualized.
هذا الحل لكل البلدان الإسلامية والشعوب والمجتمعات. وحدوا الله, أقيموا التوحيد, يقيم الله لكم كل وعود الخيرات.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that this is a lesson and this is the answer or the solution for all the Muslim nations, all the Muslim populations, and all the Muslim people, that if they actualize this tawheed, then this is what they are granted. They are granted the actualization of these promises that Allah has promised those people who actualize this tawheed.
التمكين أثر من آثار إقامة الأمن أثر من آثار إقامة التوحيد. رغد العيش أثر من آثار إقامة التوحيد. تيسر الأمور, الأرزاق, الخير, كلها أثر ثمار لتحقيق التوحيد.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى mentioned several things that are the effects of tawheed and the fruits of those deeds, tawheed. And from those things, the tamkeen, that Allah grants these individuals firmness upon the earth. This is an effect of, this is a fruit, what from the fruits of tawheed, also security, also a comfort, a comfortable lifestyle. All of these things, these are promises from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they are the recompense or they are the resulting effects of those people or for those people who affirm this tawheed and actualize tawheed. These are all fruits from the fruits of tawheed.
العالم الإسلامي اليوم.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى said that the Muslim world today
يعد بالشرك إلا ما رحمه.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the Muslim lands are filled with manifestations of shirk, except for those people whom Allah has granted mercy, His mercy to have protected them from this.
وأعي ما أقول.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that he is cognizant of what he says. He knows what he's saying.
في العالم الإسلامي أكثر من 20,000 قبة وقبر ومقام يستغاث بها وتدعى من دون الله.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that it is found in the Muslim world, all throughout the Muslim world, that there are more than 20,000 domes that have been erected in mausoleums that people worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and graves that the people go to and visit and worship, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and committing shirk.
المدن, القرى, الهجر, المزارع, الطرق مليئة ما بين قبة يرتادها ملايين ومن يأتيها أفراد يذبحون عندها, ينذرون عندها, يستغيثون بها, يحلفون بها, ينذرون لها. كل هذا موجود, ليس هذا في عهد قريش قبل الإسلام, لا, الآن.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated in these respective places, whether they be cities, whether they be villages, whether they be small towns, whether they be on the streets, you find that these mausoleums and these domes have been erected and the people worship them in these graves. The people make sacrifices to these people in the graves, and to these graves the people make tawaf, the people make covenants, and they swear by these graves, and they do these different manifestations of worship. They direct these different manifestations of worship or different forms of worship to to these people in the graves. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is a reality of today. This is not something that was just in the past 100 years ago or hundreds of years ago. Rather, this is something that exists and is manifest today. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these things exist today, right now.
ويعتقدون فيها تنفع تجلب الخير تمنع الشر تدفع جعلوا فيها ما هو محض حق الله عز وجل.
And these individuals who worship these graves and the people therein, they believe, and they believe wholeheartedly, they have this i'tiqad that the graves and those people therein, that they benefit or that they harm, and that they are deserving of worship. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that these individuals, they direct these things that are strictly the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They direct these forms of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in doing so, associate partners with Allah by committing shirk.
Have you seen this?
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is asking this question, have you seen this?
Have you seen this? لا أستثني منه ولا بلد إلا المملكة العربية السعودية ليس فيها هذا الشيء ظاهرا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that. He asked the question, have you seen this? And the brothers replied, yes, they have. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he stated that he doesn't make an excuse or he doesn't make an exception of any Muslim country that where this doesn't exist openly, except for the country of Saudi Arabia. These actions and these manifestations of shirk do not take place openly.
ومع ذلك يحاربها أناس كثير يريدون أن يعيدوا هذه الشركيات فيها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that due to this fact, you have those individuals, and there are numerous individuals who have enmity towards the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and they want these different manifestations of shirk to come back and to be practiced here.
مما يريدون أن يعظموا ما يسمى بالصالحين أو آل البيت سواء من الرافضة أو من يعتقد نفس هذا الاعتقاد.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are those people, they want to resurrect these forms of shirk, whether it be going to extremes and worshipping what they think or who they think are righteous people, and the graves that these individuals are in. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that whether this is manifested from the Rawatib, the Shia, or the people that are upon the same belief or similar beliefs, those individuals who go to extremes with regards to worshipping who they think are righteous individuals.
أسباب الأمن كثيرة، لكن يكفي ما أشرنا إليه، وأشرنا أيضا إلى مرجع في محاضرة سابقة رجعوا لها.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that there are numerous reasons for this amen or actualizing the safety and security. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala mentioned the most important one, which is the actualization of Tawheed. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that for further explanation of this aspect, you can refer back to the previous lectures that I gave with regards to this hadith. And then the second sentence, Mu'afa fi jasadih, the individual has this personal health with regards to the security with regards to his health. He is healthy.
صحة والعافية.
He has health and he does not complain of diseases or anything of the like.
فإذا رزقتها وإن حرمت أشياء كثيرة فهذه لا تعد لها أشياء كثيرة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if the individual has been blessed with good health, even if he has been prevented from other things, he overlooks those other things due to the fact that he has been granted this beautiful blessing of this great blessing of having good health.
أعطاك الله إياه مجانا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that Allah granted you this good health free.
ولذلك بعضهم إذا ألمه شيء دفع الأموال الطائلة حتى ترجع له تلك النعمة المجانية التي وهبه الله إياها وهو لم يستخدمها استخداما صحيحا.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that Allah has granted you this great health and this good health free. And there are those individuals that if they get sick or they have some sort of ailment, they will spend loads of money to get that health that was granted to them for free from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will spend a lot of money to get that back and try to get back that health that Allah gave them free, but they did not use it in a manner that was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or what Allah had commanded them to do so with it.
أشكر الله على هذه النعمة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated for us to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for this blessing of good health.
قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعلكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated the meaning of the verse which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of that Allah is the one who created you, he resurrected you, and he granted you hearing and seeing, and that there are a minimal, or the majority of his servants are not thankful. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala said that it may be a situation where you see. But there are others that cannot see.
أنت تمشي.
You can walk.
غيرك مشلول.
But there are other people who are paralyzed, they cannot walk.
أنت تعقل.
You have your mental faculties.
غيرك مجنون.
But there are those who do not have mental faculties, and they are.
أنت تسمع، أنت تتكلم، غيرك فاقد السمع والكلام. أنت في نعم.
You hear and you can speak, and there are those who cannot hear, and there are those who cannot speak. You are enjoying these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with.
أشكر الله على هذه النعمة. فالبصر لا تنظر إلا ما يرضي الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessings. You have been granted this blessing of being able to see. Then look at those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to look with, and don't look at those things that Allah has prohibited you from looking at.
سمع.
You are this faculty of hearing.
لا تسمع إلا ما يرضي الله. اترك الشرك والبدع والخنا والغنى.
Don't listen to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from listening to. Do not listen to shirk or bid'ah, or these things are like music and the like, these vices that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram or prohibited you from.
لسانك.
Your tongue. Prevent prevent your tongue from engaging in acts of shirk or acts of bid'ah or acts of sin or other vices like backbiting or tail carrying or other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited you from engaging in with your tongue. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala is reminding us of the verse that if you try to enumerate or count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so.
بعض الأشياء الظاهرة كيف اللي معه سكر وضغط قلب كبد كلى عصب عظام دم سكر أنت حماك الله ظاهرا وباطنا في نعم وغيرك مبتلى.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that he mentioned outward things. What about those inward blessings that you have been blessed with? There are those individuals who complain about, who suffer from diabetes. There are those individuals who suffer from kidney failure. There are those individuals who suffer from heart problems. There are those individuals who suffer from these ailments which are on the inside. And you have been blessed with these blessings. Good health on the outside, good health on the inside. These are immense blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the individual, it is obligatory upon him to be thankful for these blessings. And the third sentence of this hadith, that the individual has his provisions for the day. The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that the reality of today is that our houses, we don't just have provisions that last us for a day or the day we are in.
ليس فقط نحن.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala saying it's not simply us.
حتى فقراء.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that even the poor people here.
ليس فيها فقط قوت يوم.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that they don't simply have what lasts them for one day.
نحن في نعم.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that we are enjoying and living in blessings.
اللهم اشتاق. بلادنا صحراء.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala stated that here this country is a desert country.
لا ماء لا زروع.
No water, no farming areas.
نسأل الله لا تكون هذه النعم التي نحن فيها استدراج من الله.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala is making dua that Allah make these blessings, does not make these blessings istidraj.
ولا أن تكون مما عجلت لنا في الحياة
الدنيا. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala is also making dua that Allah not make it a reward that has been expedited for them in the dunya, but they will be prevented from it in the akhir.
أو ذهبنا للسوق.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah ta'ala is giving an example. He says if we go to the marketplace,
كل شيء.
There's everything therein.
خضار، فواكه،
But they'd be regards to fruits and vegetables and the different types and the various, the variety that exists in the marketplace here.
كل يوم.
And this is on a daily basis.
طازج.
And what is there in it is fresh.
وبعضها والله ما نعرف أسماء.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that what is therein is so numerous that some of the things, the people don't even know the names of what's therein.
وَاللَّهِ مَا نَعْرِفْ أَسْمَا.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala swearing by Allah that he doesn't know the names of everything that is therein.
هذه النعم إذا شكرت زادت وقررت وإذا جحدت زالت وقررت.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that these blessings, if they are thanked for, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thanked for these blessings, then these blessings are increased and these blessings stay. And if the individuals are not thankful for these blessings, then these individuals, these blessings will diminish, become diminished, and they will eventually leave or disappear.
هناك بلدان الآن.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that there are countries that exist today, now.
الماء فيها يجري على ظهر الأرض ليس ينقب عنه. فيحفر له أو تحلى المياه المالحة لا مياهها تجري على ظهرها وزروعها فيها وأشجار وأهلها في فزع وعدم أمن وجوع وأمراض.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala has given us an example of today. He states that the reality of some countries today, that there are some countries, they have running water that runs upon the earth, meaning that the people, they don't have to dig several kilometers under the earth to arrive at water. Nor do they have to desalinate the water. Rather, the water is drinkable, and it is right there on the earth. And these people have the different fruits and the vegetables that naturally grow in their localities. But the people, they live in fear, and they do not have safety, and they do not have security, and they are prevented from the blessings of their own land.
ولكن سوق الشرك والبدعة قائمة مع حرب. السنة والاستقامة والتوحيد وأهله.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that there are some localities where not only is shirk engaged in practice, but also the people of Sunnah and the people of the religion, they are fought and they are killed, and their enmity has been raised against these individuals.
قال فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا.
And in the last part of the sentence, it is as if the individual has been granted the entire dunya, the worldly life.
هذا الآمن.
This person who is secure and safe. The general population of the general environment is one of safety and security.
تحقق له مطالب دول وأفراد وشعوب وكبار تحققت لك. قال فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بأطرافها. حيزت الحيازة هي التملك بأطرافها أطراف الشيء. ولذلك الدابة أطرافها. فحيزت له الدنيا بأطرافها أي كأنما جمعت له الدنيا بجميع أطرافها فتحصل عليها. حيزت له هكذا السجادة لها أطراف هذا طرف هذا طرف. فحيزت له الدنيا بأطرافها أي جمعت له فأصبح يملكها فما فاته من ما يسعى لتحقيقه الملوك والكبار قد حازه الله له. آمن ماكل Allah.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that these three things mentioned in this hadith, the individual who has this general security and safety, this first thing, the second thing, the individual who has this health, he's healthy, he's been granted the safety with regards to his health, and the third one, this individual has this nutritional safety, he has the food that basically he needs for his day. The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that these three things, these are things that countries and populations that they seek and work for, actualize. The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that if the individual who has been given these three things, it is as if the dunya, the worldly life, has been folded by its corners and given to this individual. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala further explained this last sentence, حيزت له الدنيا, as if the dunya was folded on its three or its four extremities and been given to this individual.
معافى وعنده بلاد خضراء لكنه فزع لا يضح.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala has given the example.
ما تنفع أموال وخضرة ما تنفع إذا ما في أمن ما تنفع.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى said that an individual may have his physical health and he may have wealth, but if this individual does not experience safety and security, he cannot enjoy these other blessings. He cannot. He will be prevented from these other blessings.
الأمن إذا فقد ليس بعده فيه شيء من طعم جميل.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if safety and security is lost,
لا يجب لفظ ما في غير آن. ولذلك جعلها صلى الله عليه وسلم في بداية ذكرها في بداية لأمنيته آمنا.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned this safety and security first, because if the individual, if he does not have safety and security, then this individual will be prevented from enjoying all the other blessings. Even if he has good health, even if he has wealth, he is not able to enjoy or fully enjoy these blessings if he doesn't have safety and security. And this is why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this aspect first, this personal safety and security. This was the first thing mentioned, because if the individual, if he does not have this, then he will not be able to enjoy those other blessings.
المعاني في هذا الحديث كثيرة جدا جدا جدا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the meanings in this hadith are extremely numerous.
حفظ.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it's homework for all of you all to memorize this hadith.
هل هناك homework سابق؟ إذا هذا هم معكم حفظ هذا الحديث.
Does your homework assignment to memorize this hadith? وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قد أفلح من أسلم وكان رزقه كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه رواه مسلم.
الإسلام نعمة.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى سيد أن الإسلام is a blessing.
الحمد لله أن هدانا للإسلام.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى says in the verse where Allah says to many of them, all praise be to Allah who has guided us.
كان رزقه كفافا يكفي.
Even if the person's provisions are simply that which suffices him, his basic needs.
انتبهوا لمسألة الآن سيد في الرسالة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated for us to pay attention to this last mas'ala, this last issue in this hadith, as it is extremely important.
وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this individual with contentment with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him.
الرزق شيء.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that risk or provisions, this is one thing.
وَالْقَنَاعَ بِهِ شَيْءٌ آخَر.
But being content with one's provisions and being content with what Allah has given one, this is something else.
فَإِذَا قَنَعْتَ بِهِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكَ فِيهِ.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that if you are content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with regards to that which He has given you.
وَإِنْ كَانَ قَلِيلٌ.
Even if that which He has given you is minimal.
تراه كثير.
You see it as being a lot.
وإن لم تقنع به.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if you are not content with what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given you.
وإن كان كثيرا تراه قليلا.
Even if it was a lot, or even if it is a lot, you will still see it as being minimal or being a small amount.
وتريد الزيادة وتريد الزيادة ولا يملأ في ابن آدم إلا التراب.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual like this, he will always want more, he will always want more, and there is nothing which fills the belly of Ibn Adam or the son of Adam except the dirt.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي محمد فضالة بن عبيد الأنصاري رضي الله عنهم أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول طوبى لمن هدي إلى الإسلام وكان عيشه كفافا وقنع رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح.
وقنع طيب هذا نفس المعنى اللي قبله فيه الرواية اختلاف فاز وطوبى على كل فاز والجنة له وهو نفس المعنى الذي ذكرنا.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that this hadith has the same meaning of the previous hadith that was mentioned.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يبيت الليالي المتتابعة طاوية وأهله لا يجدون عشاء، وكان أكثر خبزهم خبز الشعير. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث الحسن الصحيح.
يعني الحالة دون المستوى المتوسط، حالة الناس كفاف، حتى الخبز شعير يعني طعام خشن.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala said in our written in the Hadith is that the people they had would barely met their needs. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that so that the bread that they had was this barley bread. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this was known as khusuri, and it wasn't soft bread. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن فضالة بن عبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا صلى بالناس يخر الرجال من قامتهم في الصلاة من الخصاصة وهم أصحاب الصفة حتى يقول الأعراب هؤلاء مجانين. فإذا صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصرف إليهم فقال لو تعلمون ما لكم عند الله تعالى لأحببتم أن تزدادوا فاقة وحاجة. رواه الترمذي وقال حديثه صحيح.
هذا فيه بيان أن الصحابة لاقوا شدة في بداية الإسلام.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that what is mentioned in this hadith is that the Sahaba, the companions, they experienced this time of not having or these hard times or these times of hardship at the very beginning of Islam.
وأنهم أسلموا.
And that they entered into Islam.
على غير طمع في أمور الدنيا.
And that they entered into Islam, and it wasn't due to them seeking some sort of worldly benefit.
كانوا يريدون النجاة من غضب الله.
Rather, what they wanted is being secure and being saved from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to be saved from the anger and the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يريدون الله والدار الآخر لا على طمع في أمور الدنيا.
What they wanted from their Islam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His reward. They did not enter into Islam seeking some sort of worldly benefit or some sort of worldly gain.
فمن ظن أن في دخوله للإسلام تحقيق مصالح دنيوية مسكين.
So the individual who thinks that by his entering into Islam that he's going to achieve some sort of worldly benefit or some sort of benefit that he seeks from the dunya, then this individual is a miskin or a poor individual.
أهم شيء.
The most important thing.
بنفسك من غضب الله فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. زحزح والزحزحة لا تكون الشيء الخفيف، إنما الشيء الثقيل الذي لا يستطاع حمله إلى مكان آخر، إنما يزاح هكذا زحزح عن النار، لأن الناس في خسارة. والعصر إن الإنسان الذي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصلوا بالحق وتواصلوا بالصبر. هؤلاء الذين حققوا تعلم العلم والعمل به والدعوة إليه والصبر على الذي قد أنقذوا أنفسهم من الخسارة، وإلا كل جنس الإنسان خسران يأي إلى نار جهنم. لكن دخولك في الإسلام سبب نجاتك وإنقاذك لنفسك أنت، فأنقذ نفسك. ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. فأنا سأتمكن تكتلي.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual by his entering into Islam, what he is to seek, this individual is to seek to save himself from the fire, save himself from the hellfire, save himself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala mentioned the verse, the meaning of that the individual who is saved from the hellfire, this is the individual who has or will be victorious. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this individual is saved from the hellfire, it is as if he has, yani, it is heavy. It is not something that is light. And then the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Surah Al-Asr that all of the individual insan, mankind, is at a loss. What does that mean at a loss? These individuals will go to the hellfire except those who believe and do righteous actions. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is why the individual enters into Islam, to save himself from the hellfire and save himself from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh Hamid Allah ta'ala stated that whoever, he stated the verse, the meaning of, and whoever seeks other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And on the day of judgment, this individual will be from amongst the khasireen or amongst the losers. So again, the Shaykh was reiterating the fact that the individual enters into Islam to save himself from the hellfire. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي كريمة المقدام ابن معدي يكرم رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطنه
ما ملأ
آدمي وعاء شرا من بطنه بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن الصلبة فإن كان لا محالة فثلث لطعامه وثلث لشرابه وثلث لنفسه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن
يعني لا تكثر من الأكل.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى said that what is meant in this hadith is that the individual he doesn't go to an excess with regards to eating and what he eats.
فكثرة الأكل تضرك.
Because if the individual eats too much or eating too much will harm the individual.
الهواء الماء الطعام اجعلها أثنان.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that what is mentioned in this hadith is that the individual he makes a third for his breathing or his breath, a third for what he eats, and a third for what he drinks.
وهذا أفضل برنامج حمية.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this is the best dietary practice.
نسميه حمية، بعضهم يسميها رجيم.
Diet regime.
نحن بالرجيم عندنا بالعربي رجيم صفة الشيطان.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the word that is commonly used for diet regime, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is the attribute of Shaytan, regime.
قالنا عامل رجيم قلنا عامل تخفيف، تخفيف وزن.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what should be said is تخفيف، يعني the individual wants to lose weight, weight loss program.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي أمامة إياس بن ثعلبة الأنصاري الحارث رضي الله عنه قال ذكر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما عنده الدنيا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تسمعون إن البذاذة من الإيمان إن البذاذة من الإيمان يعني التقحل رواه أبو داود
لأن كثرة الأكل كثرة تضعف جانب العبادة والخشوع.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what was mentioned in this hadith is that due to excess eating, this makes an individual weak with regards to affairs of worship.
كثرة الشبع.
يعني the individual he is constantly satiated or constantly eats to his fill.
كثرة النوم.
The individual he constantly sleeps.
كثرة الضحك.
And also increasing one's laughing.
لها أثار بجريد.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that all these previously mentioned things, they have negative effects.
تزاحم صفاء الذهن، تزاحم الخشوع، تزاحم من يريد الكمالات.
And they vie with, for example, the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and other affairs of worship, and those things that the individual may seek to engage in, to kamalat, يعني to achieve perfection, or to achieve those things which help perfect.
قيام الليل إزاحة حب النوم.
The Shaykh Abu Dawood Ta'ala stated that praying at night, the night prayer, قيام الليل, standing up in the night and prayer, this vies with sleeping.
حب الأكل إزاحة الصيام.
The Shaykh Abu Dawood Ta'ala stated that the love of eating this vies with or competes with the individuals wanting to fast or fasting.
كثرة الضحك تزاحم الخشوع والسكينة والخشية.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that constant or increasing one's laughter, that this vies with or competes with having khushu or having fear, and also the other things that the Shaykh would say, khushu wa khashya, and these things that cause one to have fear.
Cool. Naam.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated, eat, sleep, laugh.
لكن بحدود.
But the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that with certain limits and certain boundaries.
مر بنا حديث لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala reminded us of the previous hadith that we read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions that if you were to know what I know, you would have cried often and laughed little.
البذاء عن التقلل في المأكل في الملبس في المأكل في المسجد.
The Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى
said الزهد جانب الزهد.
That this word dadala it means to be minimal or to be simple with regards to certain aspects of the worldly life.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى
الذي يأتي معا بأبناء علموهم أدب المسجد.
The Shaykh Allah Ta'ala stated that those are brothers and sisters who come with their children, yani teach your children the manners which are befitting for the masjid. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر علينا أبا عبيدة رضي الله عنه نتلقى عيرا لقريش وزودنا جراب من تمر لم يجد لنا غيره فكان أبو عبيدة يعطينا تمرة تمرة فقيل له كيف كنتم تصنعون كيف كنتم تصنعون بها قال نمسها كما يمس السبي ثم نشرب عليها من الماء فتكفينا يومنا إلى الليل وكنا نضرب بعصينا الخبط ثم نبله بالماء فنأكله قال وانطلقنا على ساحل البحر فرفع لنا على ساحل البحر كهيئة الكثيب الضخم فأتيناه فإذا هي دابة تدعى العنبر فقال أبو عبيدة ميتة ثم قال لا بل نحن رسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي سبيل الله وقد اضطررتم فكلوا فأقمنا عليه شهرا ونحن 300 حتى سمنا ولقد رأيتنا نقترف من وقب عينه بالقلال الدهن ونقطع منه الفدر كالثور أو كقدر الثور ولقد أخذ منا أبو عبيدة 13 رجلا فأقعدهم في وقب عينه وأخذ ضلع من أضلاعه فأقامها ثم رحل أعظم بعير معنا فمر من تحتها وتزودنا من لحمه وشائه فلما قدمنا المدينة أتينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكرنا ذلك له فقال هو رزق أخرجه الله لكم فهل معكم من لحمه شيء فتطعمونا فأرسلنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منه فأكلا رواه مسلم.
هذه البعثة التي بعثها رسول الله والجيش تمويل الغذائي معهم جراب تمر بس وجبة غذائية تمرة اشرب عليها ماء بس.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this was a contingent, a military contingent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent. And the only provisions that they had dates. They would put the date in their mouth, suck on it and drink water after. This was the only provisions that they had.
العنبر.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala is giving this word العنبر.
سمكة كبيرة جدا في البحر الحوت يسمى بالحوت الأزرق.
It is called a blue whale.
وهي ضخمة وهو أنواع.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that there are various types, but it is extremely large.
بل بعضها يصل طوله إلى 60 متر.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the height of some of them can reach 60 meters.
هذا المخلوق أخرجه الله يرونه يظنونه كثيب رمل.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that when the Sahaba saw this whale in the distance, it was so big, it was so immense that they thought it was a large sand dune.
والحيتان غالبا في المحيطات ليست في الخلجان ولا في الأبحر.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that normally whales they are in oceans, they are not in seas or gulfs.
ولذلك الخلجان في الخليج العربي أو البحر الأحمر قليل ما تجد فيه هذه الأسماك الضخمة جدا.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala gave the example like the Arabian Gulf or the Red Sea. يعني it is highly unlikely that you see these immense whales therein.
لكنها أحيانا تدخل مع هذه المضيقات سواء مضيق هرمز أو المندب لأن هذه العنبر في البحر الأحمر.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated
that
the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this story is happening in the Red Sea. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that sometimes these whales they enter through the straits. That the different straits these whales may enter therein and enter into these respective seas that they normally don't enter therein.
قليل ما ترى حوت.
And the Shaykh.
لكني أذكر مرة رأيت في ساحل الجبيرة الصناعية حوض طوله نحو 15 متر أو هكذا.
The Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that it is rare that you see these whales in the different gulfs. And the Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that one year he saw a whale here and its height was about 15 meters.
وهذا تقريبا عام 88.
And the Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this was happening in 1988.
أذكر رأيته ومكث يوم كامل ثم ترك المنطقة.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this whale was
غالبها يأتي يتبع السفن.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that sometimes these whales they come, they follow the ships that come in.
خاصة سفن المواشي التي تأتي من استراليا.
Also, the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that they follow the cargo ships and the cargo ships with animals as their cargo that come from Australia. The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that it was coming that they will follow.
إذا مات فيها شيء من الغنم يرمونه.
Because
تأتي الحيتان تأكل تمشي خلفهم.
Because some of these animals on the cargo ships, if they were to die, the people would throw these dead animals, these dead carcasses off the boat. So sometimes you find these whales that follow after the boats.
لكن هذا الحوت عظيم.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah
في موقع عيده 13 رجل.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this whale was so immense that just in its eye socket there were 13 men who could stand in its eye socket. It was so large.
الجمل تقريبا 3 متر إلا ومع ذلك عليه حملة ويمر تحت الضلع. تعرفون الضلع؟ ضلع الصدر تحت ضلع من هذا الحيوان الضخم من البحر خلص.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that this whale was so immense that if it has something on its back, this camel was under the rib of this whale. يعني the camel did not even reach the height of this rib. It was so large.
وبالمناسبة كل ما يخرج من البحر حلال.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that what is related to this issue is that anything that comes from the sea, it is halal.
حياً كان أو ميت.
Whether that thing that comes from the ocean is alive or dead, it is halal.
ما الدليل؟
What's the دليل؟
حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
هو الطهور ماءه الحل ميتته.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that with regards to the salt water or the sea, that its water is pure and it's what dies in is halal.
العجيب أنه يقول وأكلنا فيها شهر حتى سمنا.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the strange affair of this hadith is that the Sahabi narrated in this hadith, he stated that we ate from this whale for a month, so much so that we gained weight.
وهم وصلت مرحلة أنهم يأكلون أوراق الشجر يبلونها في الماء يأكلون على تمرة واحدة في اليوم مع ماء حتى وصل الحال أنهم أصبحوا يأكلون حتى سمنوا ومع ذلك أخذوا معهم من المدينة إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن عبوا من القلال الدهن. نعم. واللحم يقول الفدر كالثوب يعني اللحمة كاملة متواصلة عبر.
The Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that look at the difference in the beginning part of this hadith. They were a military contingent. Their only provision for the day was one day per person, and they would follow it up with water, and they would eat leaves due to their severe hunger. And then they began to eat from this whale so much so for a month, so much so that they gained weight, and they were able to take pieces of meat back to Medina. And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the portion of a piece of meat from this whale was the size of an ox.
حتى أنهم أخذوا منه وشائق يعني لحم قديد مقدد.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that so much the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that they took this meat back from them so much so that they had dry meat that they were able to take back. So they ate from it for a month. They gained weight from it and they had enough to take back. They took pieces of meat that were equivalent in size to an ox and they also had dry meat from this well that they were able to take back.
No. اختم بالحديث هذا.
حديث أسود. أول بعد شيخ
الغالب. نحن الأسماء.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن أسماء بنت يزيد رضي الله عنها قالت: كان أم قميص رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى رزق رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
يعني إلى رزقه ليس طويل. ملابس قليلة كانت عنده. مع أن صلى الله عليه وسلم أحيانا ربما لبس الرداء الذي يغطي ويغطي يديه. لكن كان لباسه أحيانا إلى الرزق.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى مثل إنس حديثه مثل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the sleeve of his garment would reach his wrist. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that sometimes the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wear a rigab or an over garment that would cover his arms. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned that this showed the minimal clothing that they had at that time.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. بارك الله فيكم أجمعين. وكعادة جماعة المسجد يدعونكم للضيافة فحي الله الجميع. ودرسنا غدا مستمر إن شاء الله. وبعد
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى concluded tonight's lesson with this hadith and sending prayers and salutations of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Shaykh made supplication that Allah grant us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala remind you that the brothers of the masjid, they invited to partake in coffee and tea and sweets. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala also reminded us that there will be a lesson tomorrow at his house. And the lessons for the rest of the remainder of the week are still on schedule.
Inshallah.